Of course it would never do to say this openly, but when the crusader returned home, he was likely to imitate the manners which he had learned from his heathenish foe, compared to whom the average Western knight was still a good deal of a country bumpkin. He also brought with him several new foodstuffs, such as peaches and spinach, which he planted in his garden and grew for his own benefit. He gave up the barbarous custom of wearing a load of heavy armor, and appeared in the flowing robes of silk or cotton which were the traditional habit of the followers of the Prophet, and were originally worn by the Turks. Indeed, the Crusades, which had begun as a punitive expedition against the heathen, became a course of general instruction and civilization for millions of young Europeans. From a military and political point of view, the Crusades were a failure. Jerusalem and a number of cities were taken and lost. A dozen little kingdoms were established in Syria and Palestine and Asia Minor, but they were reconquered by the Turks, and after the year 1244, when Jerusalem became definitely Turkish, the status of the Holy Land was the same as it had been before 1095. But Europe had undergone a great change. The people of the West had been allowed a glimpse of the light and the sunshine and the beauty of the East. Their dreary castles no longer satisfied them. They wanted a broader life. Neither church nor state could give this to them. They found it in the cities.